Welcome to the National Gallery of Art music programs, offering a deeper understanding of the art of music. The National Gallery of Art presented A Far Cry on Sunday, November 20th, 2016, in the West Building, West Garden Court. A Far Cry is a self-conducted string orchestra founded in 2007. The group's decisions are made collectively, and leadership is rotated among the members, who call themselves criers. This democratic approach has produced an extraordinarily cohesive ensemble able to take risks and has led to inspiring and diverse collaborations with the vocal ensemble Roomful of Teeth, the Silk Road Ensemble, jazz pianist Vijay Iyer, and clarinetist David Krakauer. The 18 criers call Boston home and maintain strong roots in the city, rehearsing at their storefront music center in Boston's Jamaica Plain neighborhood, in addition to being in residence at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. To open this program, A Far Cry performed an arrangement of O Ignis Spiritus Paracliti, originally an unaccompanied choral motet by the 12th century German polymath Hildegard von Bingen. O Ignis Spiritus Paracliti was written by von Bingen in honor of the Holy Spirit. In her text, von Bingen represents the Holy Spirit as the life force that animates all creations, spiritual and material, even the being of God. The work's text follows as A Far Cry performs the piece as an instrumental arrangement. O Spirit of fire, bringer of comfort, life of the life of every creature, you are holy, giving life to forms. You are holy, anointing those perilously broken. You are holy, cleansing foul wounds. O breath of holiness, O fire of love, O sweet savor in our breasts, infusing hearts with the scent of virtue. O clearest fountain in which we see how God gathers the alienated and finds the lost. O breastplate of life and hope of the whole human race, O belt of honor, save the fortunate. Guard those imprisoned by the enemy and free those who are bound, whom the divine power wishes to save. O mightiest course that has penetrated all things in the heavens and on earth and in every abyss, you reconcile and draw all humanity together. From you, clouds flow, wind flies, stones produce moisture, water flows in streams, and the earth exudes living greenness. You are always teaching the learned, who, through wisdom's inspiration, are made joyful. Whence praise be to you, who are the sound of praise, the joy of life, its hope and greatest honor, granting the prize of light. The next work we'll listen to from this program is by Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol, a Turkish-American composer. Sanlıkol was a fellow at Harvard University's Center for Middle Eastern Studies and is the co-director of the Intercultural Institute at New England Conservatory, as well as a faculty member in its music history and musicology department. His work, Vecht, was composed in 2012 and commissioned by A Far Cry. Vecht refers to a state of rapture or ecstasy. In Islamic mysticism, Sufi dervishes would try to attain the state of Vecht during their ceremonies in which music played a central role. Ali Sanlıkol tried to capture the essence of several different kinds of Turkish Sufi ceremonies. However, he refrained from incorporating modal characteristics, or the so-called microtones, of Turkish Sufi and Ottoman Turkish classical music because this piece was composed for a Western string orchestra. With this in mind, Sanlıkol based the composition on zikir, which is the practice of singing repeated rhythmic phrases by Sufi dervishes. He used multiple rhythmic cycles ranging from 16 beats per measure to 4 beats per measure. Melodic phrases develop throughout the piece, and according to Sanlıkol, they resemble the Turkish Sufi sima, a ceremony of the Mevlevi dervishes.
Thank you.
A Far Cry concluded their program with the third movement from Ludwig van Beethoven's String Quartet No. 15, Opus 132. This movement is titled Heilige Dankgesang eines Genesenen an die Gottheit in der Leidischen Tunat, and it translates to Holy Song of Thanks by a Convalescent to the Divinity in the Lydian Mode. This middle movement of the string quartet is nearly the length of the first two movements combined and is twice as long as the two movements that follow it. It's one of the lushest movements from any of Beethoven's string quartets, and it takes on an extra layer of opulence in this arrangement for string orchestra.
Thank you.
I hope you'll join us on a Sunday afternoon, fall through spring, as we continue our free concerts at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. For more information, please visit nga.gov/music.